Chavnetam is that Mushbim Pi Acherim require Shem, Mushbim Pi Atzmei does not require Shem. Now the sheet of the Ran is that neither should Mushbim Pi Acherim nor Mushbim Pi Atzmei require Shem. And even Shvuos Eidus does not require Shem. And the only one who says that Shvuos Eidus require Shem, that's Rab Chanin and Baride. But the Rabbonim Chavrin and Baride, they don't learn out any Yalfusei from Shvuos Eidus. Now, the Rav Netam said that Mushbe, that Mushim Pachirim require Shem, any Shvuos of Mushim Pachirim require Shem, because we learn out from Seite, and by Seite it's Mushim Pachirim. So the Kasha of the Ram is, but by Seite she has to say Omei, and the Gemara says, Kolein Omei HaShvuos Kemi Shvuos Pid Omei. So the Teretz is that by Seite there are two halachas. First of all, there is aloche v'ishbiyah keyen is a isho, v'ishbiyah keyen is a isho. So it's aloche that the keyen has to be mashbiyah, and no one else. And then there is no, and Shem is mentioned in the text of the shvuyeh that the keyen is mashbiyah the isho, and then the Torah says, v'omo isho minomi. So she also has to be mishbas be'atzma. So that two aloches. So the Shem by shvuyeh seite itself is because of the mushban pe'acherim element, not because of the Mujim Pi'atzme. So Mela will learn out from Seite that Mujim Pi'achirim require Shu. And this is Ram Tamshi. Alright. So in other words, Ram Tamshi is that Mujim Pi'atzme does not require Shu. So if he's a Mujim Pi'atzme, then he's Chayv Malkis on the score of the Sidush Mila Shoka too. And without Shem, and Mujim Pi'achirim require Shem. The Ram Shiti is that even Mushbim Pi Acherim, so it doesn't require Shem, and Rav Netam Shita is that Mushbim Pi Acherim require Shem, Mushbim Pi Atzmei does not require Shem. But there are other Shittas. Now let's see, he says, Elo Sharai V'Tzalomach, Yemalke Seyeleike, Elo Baskoras Hashem, Yibichul Elav Elishuwe, Shem Ksivu, Luisis Hashem Adishem, Luisis Biu, Bishmi, Abel Yisure, So if we just took notice of this run, so then we could say that Ram Netam Shita is that there is only an Isa in Shvuyeh without Shem. The Raivet Shita. But the Raivet says not only there is an Isa. The Raivet says there is an Isa and there is Korban too. But Malkes there isn't. Malkes there isn't. There isn't Malkis on the score of the Sishbushmi Bashov for Shua Shekeh without Shem, and there isn't Malkis on the score of the Sishbushmi Lashov for Shua Shov without Shem, because the Torah says, Lisisha Shimal Shemalkeh Lashov, and there is no Malkis on the score of Shua Shekeh, because the love of Shua Shekeh, the Torah says, Lisishbushmi Lashokeh, and he also says, there is no chiyuv korban for Shvuos Eidus, and there is no chiyuv korban for Shvuos Apikot. Why? So, but korban for Shvuos Bitu, korban Melav Yerit for Shvuos Bitu, there is. So, Malkis on the score of Nisish Mifila Shokel Nisish Mikach Lashov, there isn't, because the Torah spells out Shem, Nisish Yeshim Adishem Mikach Lashov, Nisish Mishmila Shokel. Why is it that there is no chiyuv korban of Shvuos Eidus? The answer is the Alfuse from Seid. And even according to Rabbonim of Chanin Baride, there is still a Alfuse. But according to Chanin Baride, we learn out Exer Shavik Mure, that it has to be Shema Myuchet. And according to Rabbonim, we don't learn out Exer Shavik Mure, that it has to have Shem. It has to have Shem. And why isn't the Chayev Korm for Hashem Zeilis for Shvuos Apikodin? So, because Sechto Sechto from Shvuos Eidus. So, Shvuos Eidus itself we learn out from Seite, and Shvuos Apikodin we learn out Sechto Sechto from Shvuos Eidus. This is the Rambam Shita. The Raivet Shita, I'm sorry. So, the Raivet in the Zasoge, San Rambam, Perikleis Mecha Shvuos, Aloha Gimu. So, he says, Omar Avon, Lo Nischaver Etzli Dovaze, Shalim Otsosi, Shame in Hashem is for Kino Mikinuim, which was Bito. For the Matsinu Shame, Elo Beides will be Picotten. Not like the Ram. So the Raivet Shita is that there is a Alfuse. There is a Alfuse. from Seite, even according to Rabbanu Chanan Marino. And not only by Bushim and Pachirim, but even by Bushim Pachirim. And if you should never have a Eidus, all of the Koi, the Alfinon, all of the Seite, who picot me Sechto Sechto Meidus, Avon Shuas Bitu, Afil Mifto Isa Shuo, Im Oma Mifto Leichloch, Shuo, so it's a Shuo, the Chain Isa, Avon Pishol Oma Lushem Lekino, Im Oma Lashem. אם אמר לי שם שבוע, אף על פי שלא יזכיר, שם שבועי, וכן לאו לאו, והן הן, אם נסחם ללאו והן שמר הפרק, שבועי, without a שם, וכן ימין ושמאל, אם נסחם למין ושמאל הפרק, שבועי, וכן אמר לקור, so he's חי לקור מלא וירת, וכן נאמר בבל יחד, he's a בבל יחד, אבל אם מלכס, בינון שם, תחסיב, לא יסיסו השם, עד השם לקח לשוב. ושבוע שקר נאמה, נאמה, לא יסיש ביו בשמי לשוקר. So, the shite of the rivet is that there is a chiv kor mele ve'ere to without shem. But there is no chiv malkes on the score of, this is shem lekech lashov, there is no chiv malkes on the score of, this is shem lekech lashov, there is no chiv kor mele ve'ere to there is no chiv kor mele ve'ere to without shem. But chiv kor mele ve'ere to without shem. Now, we find a similar shit is arrived in regard to another type of shvui, matris b'shvui. So there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove, whether matris b'shvui, dafchof in shvuyes, whether matris b'shvui is kimeitzi shvui mipindome, or it's lav kimeitzi shvui mipindome. So the rosh, the daloche is like Rove, the lav kimeitzi shvui mipindome. So the rosh in shvuyes. So, at the beginning of Shavuos 2, and the Gemara Daf Yutes, the Rosh Shavuos, so he says, V'arav Rabbi Yisif Alei Vizal, that's the Rabbi Yisif in Migash, Pirish, the Matrit B'Shavuos Lav K'Shavuos Dome. Haine, that's Rav is Din. Haine Li Yin Kol. There is no Chiv Kol. Avo Yisur Emi Yuik. Avo Yisur Emi Yuik. V'chach Kosa V'Rai Vizal. Didashino Name, O Yishov HaShavuos, Achi Yishba Bidobo Ramushbo. והיינה מטריס וישרבה לי בל יחל אבל לא יליקור so רבי, so there is a similarity and then he says with a דברי רבל ודברי אלפזל משהו אפילו יסור לדקי so there is a similarity between the sheet of רבי יסב מיגש and the רייבת but רבי יסב מיגש says the מטריס שהוא אלוי כשהוא אדום היינה ליקור אבל יסור מיגי אלוי סיר מיגי and then he says So he doesn't say that there is a love there is. He says Isure, maybe it's only Nisab Rabbanon. He doesn't say. He says Isure Miki. But the Rosh says Vikach Kos V'Rai Vizal Didashin Name O Yishov Hashvuo Achi Yishba Bidovar Hamushbe V'Hayne Matri. So there is that was Yishvuo. V'Yisrabe Li Bal Yachl Avolu Li Kor. So Bal Yachl there is, but Kor not. So there is a similarity between Shites Arayvet. Between the Shittas Arayvet vis-a-vis Shvuyah without Shem and the Shittas Arayvet vis-a-vis Shvuyah through Atos. So the similarity is that in respect to both, the Arayvet says there is Valyach. There is Valyach. So there is Valyach when someone takes a Shvuyah, Shvuyah Shaloy Eiche, or Shvuyah Sheikh, and he doesn't mention the Shem, so there is Valyach. And if someone if someone is matris in shvui, so it's also chali gabel bar yachol. But there is one difference between shvui without shem and between matris in shvui. Shvui without shem, so not only is there bar yachol, there is kol mele v'yere too. Matris in shvui, so there is only bar yachol. But kol mele v'yere not. Now we have to understand what is the lomdes of the raivet. Why is it? Why is it? That ligabe bal yachol, so bay shvuya without shem is subject to bal yachol, and bay matriz b'shvuya is subject to bal yachol. But ligabe matri, so but ligabe kom, so shvuya without shem there is kom ilaviyah shvuas bito, but matri b'shvuya there is no kom. There is no call. Now, so it seems that the Shitas HaRaivad is that actually, you see, we have two parshas dealing with Shu'e. Two parshas dealing with Shu'e. One parsha is... Can I take this? One parsha is the parsha Matis. Parsha Matis. So, Yish ki yida nedal ad Hashem, o yishob ha-shuvo, le'eser yisar al-nafshei, lo yachel dvorei kechol ha-yitzim piv yase. So, in this posik, the Torah discusses neder and shuvo. So, this is grounded in the chaleis afloi. Because neder, the whole essence of neder, is based upon chaleis. What does neder mean? In other words, whether it's Nidre Yisr or it's Nidre Hegnish, it doesn't make any difference. So there is a chaleis. If somebody asks the kikar, so the kikar becomes osa. There is a chaleis. It takes effect. It takes effect. There is legal effect. If somebody takes another Hegnish, or lie, so he becomes mechuyev to bring it home. Or if he says Arizu, so it's chal. So, and shvue, so if somebody takes a shvue, shvue shall be, so it's chal. The gavre becomes osem. If he takes a shvue, shvue sheikh layeim, he becomes mechuyev. So there is a chaleis. So as far as the parashe in Matis is concerned, it's grounded in a certain legal effect, in a chaleis. It's chal. He becomes, whether it's a hefze or it's a gavre, but there is a chaleis. So that's one halacha of shvue. Then there is another parashe that discusses shvue. There is another parashe that discusses shvue. That's the parashah in Vayikra. Oy nefesh ki sishov al vati bisvasai, lihora al heiti, lichila shegivati odom bishvue, vinelam menu, vihu yodav yoshei, לאחס מאלה, והויו כי יש שם לאחס מאלה, ויסבד אשחותו עליו, והיא ויסשום אל הדישם, על חטוסי, אשחותו, ניקי בו מנצי, כזבו, או יסיר אסיזים לחטוס, וכי פרון ובקים לחטוס, ומיסגיע, so then, so שתי תיירים שני ביינו, and if he's, if even that is too much, he's דלי דלי, so then אסיר אסיים. So that's the parasha of Kov Melavir. That deals exclusively with you. Now, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So, because the Torah spells out in Nefesh Kisi Shova Levati Bisvasayim, Lihora Ul Haiti. That's Osit. So, Rabbi Shmuel says, when is there a Chiyuv Kol Melav Yerei? Only when he's in Nishbala Sheker, in Ishvui of Osit, of Eichel Leloyeche. But if one is in Nishbala Sheker, in Ochalti Leloyachalti, there is no Kol, Mekor to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabakive is marbe from Lohara Lehiti, also Ochalti Veloyachalti. And the Aloch is like Rabakive. So that means that there is a Chiyuv Kol Melav Yerei in two types of Shvui. In Shvui of Losi and in Shvui of Leoch. Now, so it's not Mistaber, since according to Rabakive, so it's not Mistaber to say that according to Rabakive, that there is a Chiyuv Kol Melav Yerei in two types of Shvui. Shvui of Losi and Shvui of Leoch. That in Shvue of Leosid, so they call Miskapore for the Avere of being Aver on the Shvue. And in Shvue of Ova, the Korb is for the Avere of being Nishbal Sheker. After all, it's the same parasha, the same posse. So Bishleim, according to Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Chiyuv Kol Melav Yerei is limited only to Shvue of Osid. So then we can say that the Korban is for the Avere of violating the Shvui. Violating the Shvui. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that Ilhor Al-Hetiv include as reference to two types of Shvui. Shvui of Osid and Shvui of Ova. So Bishleim in vis-a-vis Shvui of the Osid. So you can say that the Korban is for violating the Shvui. For not fulfilling the pledge. For not fulfilling the oath. But in Shvui of Ova, there is no chaleis in Shvui of Ova. He swears, Ochalti aye, and it's a sheker. It's loyochal. Or he swears, Loyochalti, and it's a sheker. He did it. So there is no violation of Mishwe. See, Bishor Shenishba, Yotzei Shvua L'Shekel Mepiv. So the Kom by Shvua of Ova cannot be for the failure to fulfill the Shvua, but for being a Nishba L'Shekel. For being a Nishba L'Shekel. So Mimele is Mistabea that the same Kom that is Mechuyev for Eichel V'lo Yechel is not for violating the Shvua, even though there we could conceive the avere of being aver and ishwe that is how ishwe has a little effect because he became osa to eat and he did it, but he could conceive it. But then there will be two separate chiyuvi, and after all, it's the same posik according to Rav Akiva. So whatever is the subject matter is the ma'isa avere in Shvui of Eichel Leichel is also the subject matter and the Maisa Avere in Shvui of Achalti Velo Yachalti. So in this connection with Achalti Velo Yachalti, so the Kom is for the Avere of being Nishba L'Sheker. So in Eichel Leichel, it's also for the Avere of being Nishba L'Sheker. But you ask, Bishlei Mei Achalti Velo Yachalti, so is it Nishba L'Sheker? He swears, I ate yesterday, and he didn't eat. So he's nishba l'sheker. But in Eichel or Lo Eichel, when he takes the shvuyeh, he's not nishba l'sheker. And then when he violates the shvuyeh, he's certainly not nishba l'sheker. So the answer is no. That doesn't matter. That's no kashe, because the korban is for the avere that the gavre became a nishba l'sheker. So when the person takes his shvue, ochal te'ayeh, and it's lo yochal. So the gavre became a nishba l'sheker at that very moment. At the time he uttered the shvue, he pronounced the shvue, so he became a nishba l'sheker. But when he says, eichel, lo yeichel mocho, or eichel mocho, so right now, the gavre is not a nishba l'sheker. But if tomorrow he eats, when he took his shvue, that tomorrow is not supposed to eat, so tomorrow he becomes a nishba l'sheker. The gavre becomes a nishba l'sheker. So, but the kom is for the avere of being a nishba l'sheker. I mean, it's not mistaber to say that in one type of shvuyet the kom, the same kom, is for the avere of the gavre being a nishba l'sheker. In another category of shvuyet, the kom is for the avere of violating the shvuyet. We don't have two parashas; it's one parasha. So in other words, so it's for the avere that the gavre is in nishba l'sheker. So mele shvuo of osit of eichel velo yeichel has to be considered from two points of view. It has to be considered from the point of view of chaleis. So it's like neda, just as neda he has a chaleis, shvuo also has a chaleis. But as far as the iser of violating Yeshua, that can come within the posik of Liachud Vorei, within the essay of Chalitz and Piviase, because this love of Liachud Vorei and Chalitz and Piviase are grounded in the Chalitz. So, Memele, Shvue of Eichel Leichel is included in the Parashim Matis, and that's based upon Chalitz, upon the Chalitz of Shvue. Masha'in Kei, Shvuyeh of Eichel Leichel is also mentioned in the parasha Vayikro, and there Shvuyeh Eichel Leichel is mentioned together with Achalti Leichalti. Achalti Leichalti, there is no chalaisim. There it's only an Indian of Nishba L'Sheker. So by Eichel Leichel, he also becomes a Nishba L'Sheker. The only difference is by Achalti Leichalti becomes a Nishba L'Sheker immediately, Bishosh and Nishba Yotzer Shvuyeh L'Sheker, and by Eichel Leichel, the Gavre becomes a Nishba L'Sheker later on, when he's Eiver. But the Aveirev for which is Chai V'Kom Meir Yerei is for being a Nishba L'Sheker. V'Nishba L'Sheker. So Meir, you see, in respect to Shvuyeh without Shem, so that Shvuyeh without Shem comes within the Parashe Matis, and it also comes within the Parashe Vayikro of Nefesh Kisishva Livati Bisvasayim Lohar Aleiti. So Mimele, there is problem too. And there should be malchus for l'sishbu l'shekel also. But the Torah says, l'sishbu b'shmi l'shekel. So the Torah emphasizes, when is Eved allowed? Only when he's in nishba b'shem l'shekel. Not just nishba l'shekel, but nishba b'shem HaKadosh Baruch l'shekel. And by Shavuos Eidu, so there is especially Alfusi, the Rabbi says. All of them say it. And by Shavuos HaPikodim, so there is not the Alfusi, Sechto from Shavuos Eidu. But as far as the parasha of Shavuos Bito is concerned, of Levati Bisosayim, Shem is not mentioned, so it comes not only within the parasha of Matis, but it comes within the parasha of Invayikhov Levati Bisosayim too. So there is a Chiyuv Kol. Masheinke, Malkes, not because the Torah says, Luisis will be Shmilashav. Now, so you'll ask, where is Anissa mentioned in connection with Nishba Lashekeh? Where does the Torah mention a prohibition against being in Nishba Lashekeh without Shem? As far as the law, so what is the Azore of Nishba Lashekeh? Luisis will be Shmilashav. But as far as Luisis will be Shmilashav, so it's only with Shem. Not Lysishbu Lashokya, but Lysishbu Lashokya. But Kolm there is. Now, they couldn't call Miss Kapore for an Avere. So there has to be a Nisa Reise. Where is that Nisa Reise mentioned? The answer is, a Nisa is mentioned in the parashe of Shavuos Bito. Because the Torah says, Oy nefesh kisi shova levati bisvasai. Lehora will hate it. Lehela shayivati odom bishwo. Vinelam mimenu. Vihu yoda. V'yoshim lachas meile. What does the Torah say? V'yoshim lachas meile. That means it's a sin. V'yoshim is guilty. V'hoyo ki yesham lachas meile. V'yisvad shechot oleo. So the parasha itself implies a niser against being nishba shekia. And since the parasha doesn't mention Shem, the parasha doesn't say oy nefesh kisi shova bishmi vate misvasayim lo alaydim. The Torah says oy nefesh kisi shova, whether it's bishmi or not bishmi. So that means that in this parasha itself is implicit and nisa, but it's not allowed. So we have Lurona Shakosov in Kinesia. He's a means allowed, not a nisa reset. That's Ligabi Malkis. So without allowed, there couldn't be Malkis. But it could be a Maisa Veira Midraise. Without allowed. So here it's like a nisa reset, because the Torah says, V'yoshim lachas meile. And here the Torah has reference to any Shvuah, whether it has a shem or it doesn't have a shem. And the Torah says, V'hoyoki yesham lachas meile. So that means that when one is in nishba l'shekia, whether with a shem or without a shem, he's either like a nisarese of nishba l'shekia, of v'hoshem lachas meile, or v'hoyoki yesham. So this parasha of Bitu, so of Shvuos Bito, implies a nisar. It's not allowed, so it's like a nisarese. And a chiyuv kol. So, and as far as this Issa is concerned, so even without Hashem, but as far as the love of Lisivish Lashoka is concerned, so only with Hashem. So the reason as to why the Raivet Chita is that Shvuya without Hashem, he's Eva Bar Yachob, and he's Chayiv Kol Mele V'Yered, because Shvuya without Hashem is implicit in the Parashim Matis. So Mele V'Yered is Bar Yachob. It's also implicit in the Parashim of Shvuas Bito. Of Shvuos Bito, of Yoshim Lachas Meile, and whether there is Shem or there is no Shem. One second. So the Meile, there is Kol. Masheinke Malkes, there isn't. Malkes and the Skol of the Sivri Nashoka, there isn't. That's in regard to Shvuye without Shem. But Matris Bishvuye is different. Because Matris Bishvuye, you see, Shvuye without Shem is a Shvuye. Is included not only in the parasha of Matis, it's also included in the parasha of Vayikra of Shavuos Bito. But Malkes for the Sifra Shaka there is, because the Torah spells out Bishmi. Masha'in ki Matvis Bishvue. So as the Rosh says in the name of the Raivet, the Rosh in Shavuos, V'chakach kos v'Raivet zal, didashina name, o yishov ha-shvuo, עד שיש בה בדובר המוש בו. והי למטריס, וישראל בר יחל. Where is the Yishov HaShvuah mentioned? In the Parashe Matis. In the Parashe Matis. And it's not mentioned in the Parashe Vayikro. So the Parashe Matis deals with Shvuah and Nedar equally. So the Parashe Matis is grounded in Chaleis, in the legal effect of Shvuah. in the legal effect of Shvui. So as far as the chaleis of Shvui is concerned, so if Matri is b'shvua, has a chaleis shvua, just as Matri is b'neder, has a chaleis neder, so Matri is b'shvua, has a chaleis neder. But then there is another parasha in Vayikra that deals with the iser of Nishba la sheker. So when is there an iser of Nishba? That's the machleki between Abaye and Rove. So Abaye says, Matris Bishwo, Kimitishwo, and Pivdome. So the Mele, the Gabra becomes an Nishba la sheker. Even though he didn't say, Shwo Shoichel Kikaze, but he said Sekoze, or Anikimei say, whatever form that was assumed. So still it's considered like Nishba la sheker. But Rove says, Matris Bishwo, Laf Kimitishwo, and Pivdome. So he's not. The Gavre does not become an Nishba la sheker. When is the Gavre considered to be swearing falsely? If there is a Maise Shvua, if he says Shvua Shalo Yechel or Shvua Sheichel, but if he doesn't say Shvua Shalo Yechel, Ruben took his Shvua and asked a certain kikya, and then he was Matvis another kikya and that kikya. So there was no Maise Shvua, but the effect of Atvose is that it should be Chal in the Isa Shvue of Shimon was Matvis in Ruven's Isa Shvue. So that Shayach Ligabi Chalaisim, but Meitzi Shvue Mepiv isn't. If he's not a Meitzi Shvue Mepiv, so if the Gabri is not in Nishba la Sheker, why should he be Chayim become? After all, Rabbi Akiva is Marbe, or Chalti Vule Chalti also. So by Chalti Vule Chalti, so the Korm is certainly not for violating Ishwe, but for being Nishba la Sheker. So by Echel Leichel, it's also about being Nishba la Sheker. So according to Abaye, he is a Nishba la Sheker. According to Rove, he's not a Nishba la Sheker. So that's the reason as to why, according to the Raivet, so Shvui without Shem, there is Kom. Because Shvui without Shem is included not only in the Parashi Mateis, which is grounded in Chaleis, but it's also included in the Parashi in Vayikra. And he's in Nishba la Sheker too. But Malkes for the Nishba la Sheker, there isn't. Because the Torah says Vishmi, Mashain Kena, Matri Vishwe, so according to Rove, Lafke Mitzvah and Pim Tomei, he's not an Israel Sheker. But there is a posik of Matri Shishova Shvua. So that's our loch in the Chaleis Shvua. So there is no code for violating the Chaleis Shvua. I mean, there's the plain pshat. There's the plain pshat in the right. There's the plain pshat in the right. All right, now let's see the Shidduch. Yes. What?
Even for
Shvua,
not.
So the Raivet says that by Atvose there is Valyacha. The Rosh.
There's no Malkis. When he says Hasogi, he says there's no Malkis. So there should be Malkis inside Valyacha.
What Hasogi and there's no Malkis? I understand.
The only reason there's Malkis is because of Rosh Hashanah. If there's Malkis, if there's Shem, so there's Malkis for Rosh Hashanah. There should be Malkis for Valyacha.
The Raive doesn't say that there is no Malkis for Bar Yachol. One second. The Raive doesn't say that there is Malkis for Bar Yachol, but he doesn't say that there is no Malkis for Bar Yachol. He says, V'hanemil l'kom. So without Hashem, he's chai v'kom. V'chein amel Bar Yachol. So what does it mean, V'chein amel Yachol? So it could be, V'chein amel Bar Yachol is chai v'malkis for Bar Yachol, or V'chein amel Yachol is eva Bar Yachol. Then he says, Avol Malkis bin on Shem. So he certainly doesn't mean Avol Malkis bin on Shem vis-a-vis Bal Yachol. Because he says, so when he says Avol Malkis bin on Shem, he has referenced to Malkis on the score of Lysish, and Lysish, not Bal Yachol. Why doesn't he say, V'chei name Chayev Malkis bishul Bal Yachol? All right, it's a question. Maybe this is what the Raivet means when he says V'hanemil likom. So without Shem, he's chayv kom mil v'yereit. V'chinam bal yachol is chayv mal bal yachol. Maybe the shittes Raivet is that while Bashuye there is bal yachol, but malkes for bal yachol there isn't. Malkes there is only for neder. I mean, that has to be explained. So whatever the shitte of the Raivet. The Raivet doesn't mention Malkis for Bar Yachol. The Raivet, in no place does the Raivet mention Malkis for Bar Yachol in Shvue. In no place does the Rambam mention explicitly Malkis of Bar Yachol by Shvue. No place. The Rambam mentions explicitly Malkis of Bar Yachol by Neder. But Malkis of Bar Yachol by Shvue, no place. So there are some who say that according to the Raivet, there is no Bar Yachol by Shvue altogether. I mean, and Rashi says that in Shvuas Daf Chof, according to Amar Doma, according to Rav Dime, that there is no Malkes of Bal Yachol by Shvuas. There is no Malkes. So it's not clear whether there is Malkes of Bal Yachol by Shvuas without Shem or not. The Rebbe doesn't mention it. It could be that the Rebbe doesn't mention Malkes of Bal Yachol because according to the Rebbe, there is never Malkes of Bal Yachol. I mean, that's something else. I'm going to discuss that a little later. But the Ravid says in so many words, V'hanemil likobim v'chinam el bal yachol. V'chinam bal yachol. 1 second. V'chinam bal yachol. Avol imalkes binon shem v'chziv v'shil akach l'shom. So, but it comes within the parashe of Nishbla Sheker, of Shvuas Bitu, of Nefesh Kisi Shoba, Levati Bisvasai. Mashein ki matviz b'shvuo. Matviz b'shvuo is implicit in Shoba Shvuo. That is in the parasha of Matis. That is has a shayches to the Chalish way. But in Nishbala Sheker is not the contrary. All right, that's the Raivet Shita. Yes, what?
Mentioning about Babashi, the Maizadeva.
Yes.
There's a
This is Shakro, this is Kachshu, yeah.
No.
So there the Safro points out, there the Safro points out that there is a special love by Shvuas HaPikoton. There is a special love. In other words, by Shvuas HaPikoton, even without Shvuas, if he just escaped for a moment, Lashekia, so he's even a love of Lissi Kachshu. And if he escaped for a moment, Chaveirei, with Shvuas, Shvua shein chom shein chayiv loch. So then it's lashekeh. So then he's able with ishak. So he's able with ishak. So there is a special law. So that's why the Safo says in shemanu azor menayin, azor menayin. So that's the azor. Mashein came by Shvua's bitu without shem. There is no azor elav, but there is like an isarese voyakiyesha. So when the Safo says in shemanu azor menayin. The supposes, where do we find the love? So vis-a-vis Shvuas HaPikoton, there is a special love. Lois Yishakho. But vis-a-vis Shvuas Bitu, where there is no Shem, there is no special love. But the Nisar is implicit in the Inish itself. But Azoret, no Azoret, Mashenkin, by Shvuas HaPikoton, there is an Azoret. Right now, let's see what the Shilas Aramba means. What is the Shilas Aramba? Now, so the Shittas HaRaivet is Ligabe Shvuyeh without Shem, that it comes within the parasha of Matis, it comes within the parasha of Ayitchov Shvuyeh Shvito, but it doesn't come within the Posik of Sidrish Milashot. Alright. Ligabe Matvis, so the Shittas HaRaivet is, it comes within the parasha of Matis, but not within the parasha of Shvuyeh Bit. So let's say, suppose someone will be Matvis in the Shvuyeh of Shvuah, let's say, Ruvain will swear, Shvuah she'achal te'esmi, or lo yachal te'esmi, and then Shimon will say, Ani kemeisi. So then, there is no chiv, because in Shvuah Vavah there is no chalaisi, so there is no atvosi. Atvosi is implicit in the posik of Yishova Shvuah. So it's only Shvuah l'rozi, where there is a chalais, so the atvosi is chal. Masha'im kein, if Ruvain will take a Shvuah, Shvuah she'lo yachal te'esmi. And then Shimon will say, Ani kemei say. So according to Abaye, who says, Matris b'shvuah kemei tishvuah m'pivdome, so it's a ma'ase shvuah, if Shimon says, Ani kemei say. So it also be chayav. But according to Rovah, Matris b'shvuah kemei tishvuah m'pivdome. But there is a tvose, because of the posik ishov ha-shvuah, that's only a shvuah of Yitzchalitzi. That has little effect, but not a shvuah of Ova. That's the Shittas HaRaivet. Now let's see the Shittas HaRambam vis-a-vis Shvuah without Shem. Now the Rambam says in Perek Veis Milches Shvuah Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis. Echad Anishba Hu Shenishbiyeh Acher B'Shem HaMiyuchad Oy Be'echad Min HaKinuyin Ki Shenishba B'Mi Sheshmei Chanun U Sheshmei Rachum U B'Mi Sheshmei Yerech Apayim V'Chayitze Ve'em Choloshin Hari Ze Shvuah Gmur V'Chin Olo Ve'oru Hare In Shvuah V'Hu She'yaskir Shem Min HaShemeis Oy Kinu Min HaKinuyin Ketzah כי יש שומא ויאלו ויאלו לאדישם ומיש יש מיחנו ומיש יש מרחם מיש יש יחד בפלאי דיבר אחד ניש בלא שקיה וחיים בשום נישוס וחיים חיים מהשבוע באדישם oy bimish shmei chanu shelo yechal v'yochal shezu yisho v'yu yish shein lo chaviyad ikum v'yesh lei shein li yidei lo chayim v'yu yidei ari lechay oma olo yoro roshvo v'lo yizkir shem v'lo kinu הרי זה עושה הבידובו שנשבע עליו אבל אין אלי כ ולא ימי ביקום אם עובר על שבוע עושה עד שיהיה בו שם מן השם הסמיוחדים או יקינו מהכינויים כמו שבאנו so it is interesting זה לא שנה רמב"ם is הרי זה עושה הבידובו שנשבע עליו this implies that he is referring to שבוע עושה because if שבוע עובר there is no חליץ he says הרי זה עושה הבידובו שנשבע עליו Something that is chal, that imposes certain obligations upon the person. That's what chalis means. It takes effect. It has legal effect. So it's mashma from the Shita Zarambam, it's mashma that the shvui is chal. Without the shem, the shvui is chal. In other words, that the Shita Zarambam vis-a-vis shvui without Hashem is analogous to the Shita Zaraived vis-a-vis Matriz B'Shvui. What is the Shita Zaraived? By Matriz B'Shvui, that there is no Malkus, Sivla Shoker, and there is no Korban of Shvui's Bitu, but Bal Yachol there is. What does it mean Bal Yachol there is? Bal Yachol is the Simen, that is Chal. Whenever Aflui is Chal, so there is Bal Yachol. So, איש כי ידע נדע, ועד השם, או ישוע, או ישוע השבוע, נסח ישר ענף, שיהיה ליחל כבר, תחולה יצם פיביאסי. So, יחל indicates that it's חל. Whenever there is a floy, that has a חליס, that has legal effect, so there is בל יחל. So, במילא, the Rambam, so that, but it doesn't come within the parish of Shvuos Bitu. So the Rambam, the Raivet Shiti is Ligabei Shvui without Shem, that it comes within the parasha of Shvui's between Vayikho as well. But the Rambam Shiti is not like that. So he says, Omar, Olo Yoru, Shvuo, Veli Yiskir, Shem Velo Yikidu, Hari Ze Ose Abidom HaShmish Ba'olam. So he only mentions it in connection with the Shvui of Osi, where there is a Chalesi. He doesn't mention it in connection with Shvui of Ova. You see in Aloche Gimu, where he discusses the effectiveness of Shem or Kinu, So there he mentions an example of Osid and of Oma. V'cheino im yashvuo bad Hashem ud mish yishmei chanun, shalo yeichel vo'ochal. That's Osid. Shezu yisho v'u yish. That's Oma. I mean, that's Shvashov, that's even more than Oma. All right, but Shvashov, that's without Halesi. She'il le'biyodi klum v'yeshle, that's Oma. She'il le'biyodi klum v'yeshle, she'il yudeya l'chayimis v'yudeya, ha'ki zechayim. מה שאין כן הלוך הדלת, where he discusses a שבוי without any שם, not even מגינו, there he only mentions an example of Osid. Why? Because it seems that according to the Rambam, איש כי ידע נדע על עד השם, או ישוב השבוע, לעשר עשר על נפשי, ויחל דבורי, ככל היצם פיביאסי. So שבוי without Hashem is implicit in ישוב השבוע. After all, the Torah doesn't mention Hashem here. The Torah mentions like Hashem in connection with Neda. So as the Ramban is Beosh points out. So that means Gida Neda Lad Hashem Antul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Lad Hashem means. Neda is not Chayach Hashem. But it means Antul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shvuy B'Shem means is Nishba with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kiyida Neda Lad Hashem means unto God. So that is something else. But in connection with Shvuo, the Torah doesn't say it by Hashem. Or Yishova Shvuo B'Shmi. But Yishova Shvuo. So even without Hashem, it comes within the Parashah Matis. So Ichal it is. Now you'll ask, if it is Chal, so why does the Rambam say, Omar, Oloi, Oro, Ishwo, Vehiskir Shem, Velekinu, Harizir, Osa, Vidovo, Shem, Yishba, Olof, Avol, Hine, Leike, Vulev, Mevi, Korben. So, Bish, Leime, Vulev, Mevi, Korben, because Korben, that's for the Yisar of Nishba, La Sheker. And the Yisar of Nishba, La Sheker, according to the Rambam, is only Shayach when there is Shem. If there is no Shem, there, not like the Raivet. So, without Shem, there is no Yisar of Nishba, La Sheker. But Leike, let him get Malkus on the score of Bal Yachol. So the answer is, the Rambam doesn't mention Bal Yachol in connection with... doesn't mention Malkus for Bal Yachol in connection with Shua anyway. Whether the Shitas Rambam is that there is no Bal Yachol Kabishua, which is strange, because after all the Torah says Bal Yachol Dvorei. So the same question can be raised against Rashi. In Shavuos he says that according to Rav Dime, so there is Malkes, there is no Malkes of Bayach. Abdim says that Chof on the base, Kinome Sarezebel Bayach. So Taisa says, Mishwe Name Iva Mishu Bayach. Dok Sivo Yishova Shvuo. That's the reason I have to Yachu Bore. So, and Ubi Peri based in Dorim Tanya Behetie, the Yesh Bishwe Bayach. Because the Gemara Darshins, that Nishbal Vatlas Amitzvah, so it's not Chal. So Yachu Bore, Dvorin Mechla, Mechla Hepti Shomai. So we see that the Bal Yachol, Yachol Dvorei, has reference to Shavuot. But Rashi says, Kinomis, in explaining Rav Dime, that he says, Kinomis, Harizi Bal Yachol, Kelim Al Yachil, Dimash Malahabe, Lav Leazor HaShavuot Lahabe Ose, Dishavuot Lahabe Melisish Bot Mila Shekanofik, Vichyose Lo Yachil, Leazor HaSnidorim Ose, Lafuke Midirobin Domar Azor HaShavuot Lahabe Ose Melo Yachil. So you can ask that Kashi. So according to Rashi, there is a machleki between Rav Dime and Robin. So according to Robin, the Azore of Eichel Leichel is Bal Yachol Dvorei. According to Rav Dime, the Azore is Loisishbu Bishmi LaShoker. Loisishbu Bishmi LaShoker. Loisishbu Bishmi LaShoker. That's the Azore. And not Yachol Dvorei. Not Yachol Dvorei. The Yachol Dvorei is the Azore for Kinomis. For Kinomis. Now, so the Rashi is difficult, that's Tesis Kashi. That's Tesis Kashi. Against Rashi, after all the Torah says, Ishki Yida Nedal Adishemu Yishav Ashvua Lesar Yisrael Nafshel Yachol Dvorei Chlayin Tzipiv Yaz. So, what else is needed? Oh, unless we are Deichi, can we say that through the Torah mentions Yishav Ashvua Lesar Yisrael Nafshel, but then the Torah mentions Yishav Ashvua because of the Chlayitz Pivyase, but not because of all Yachol Dvorei. But the Mashmois HaPosik is not like that. After all, Yachol Dvorei is mentioned in the Torah immediately after Yishov HaShavuah. Yidan Eder is mentioned first. Ishki Yidan Eder L'Adishem Yishov HaShavuah L'Asher Yisrael Nafshel Yachol Dvorei Chlayitz Pivyase. So the Pashtes HaLoshin of the Posik is that the Yachol Dvorei covers both. But it could be, now I don't want to discuss it now, it could be that Rashi Shite is that, of course, even according to everybody, if somebody is either Reshue of Lehabe, so he's either the Isa of Leyachol Dvorei. But we find many love where the Ika love implies an Isa against one thing, but it includes an Isa against something else. So then Malkes, there will be only for the Iker, for the Iser that he constitutes the Ikerlav, and not for something else. I mean, for example, let's say Baltashris. So when someone is Mafsid, any moment, not Afken, it's Machol. So he's even Baltashris. But Malkes is only Chayev if he chops down an it's Machol. So the Rambam asks, why? He says, Pashte Likro. The Pashte Likro is its reference to its machel. But we learn out other Ashkoses as well. So it could be, I mean, I don't want to discuss it now, it could be that the Ikalav of Limbal Yachel, according, this is Rashi Shite, the Ikalav of Bal Yachel has left deals with Kenomis. Deals with Kenomis. But it's included in Nisa against the violation of any Aploy, whether it's Kenomis or Shvuya, whatever it is. So Mele, when Rashi says, Kenomis arizim Bal Yachel, Kelema, Lo Yachel, Dimash Melahabe, Lav Lazor HaShvuyas Lahabe.